Coach's Corner with Clark Ramsey is brought to you by McDonald Food and Family Center of Bad Axe, Little Caesars Pizza Outlets in Bad Axe, Carroll, Cass City, Harbor Beach, Pigeon, and Vassar, More Motor Sales in Carroll, Narayan Physical Therapy, and Chiller's Grill in Bad Axe. Now here's your host, Clark Ramsey.
And welcome to another edition of the WLEW Sports Coach's Corner. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, and joining me today is a very special man dear to my heart. Of course, we're talking about the sports analyst for the football season coming back in his second season. That is Dave Hansen. Welcome to the Coach's Corner, Dave.
Thanks, Clark. That was quite the introduction.
Heartwarming, wasn't it?
Yeah, you kind of caught me off guard there.
No, thank you. That's what I was going for. Today on the Coach's Corner, we're going to be going through the Big Six teams that Dave and I are going to be covering in 11-man football. Starting in the West, we have USA, Cass City, Lakers, Bad Axe, Ubley, and Harbor Beach in the East. After the break, we'll be breaking down these six teams and what they've gained, what they've lost, and what the schedule looks like in the near future. The 2013 campaign of high school football in the state of Michigan. On the Coach's Corner of WLEW Sports. We'll be back after this.
Game nights are busy. Let your friends at McDonald's Food and Family Center make things a bit simpler for you. Whether you're tailgating, eating on the run, or trying to sit down with the family before or after the game, count on McDonald's Food and Family Center to provide you with the choices you want, complete with the convenience and affordable prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
Hi, Todd Bowers from More Motor Sales in Carroll. Ride in style and comfort with one of these big rides. We have a new Lincoln Navigator L and Ford Expeditions in regular and extended length to choose from. If a new Dodge or Chrysler minivan fits the bill, save big with 0% interest for 72 months on nearly every model. Also, the hot-selling 2014 Ford Explorers are in. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at More Motor Sales just west of Carroll, or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon!
Get your pregame snack and postgame pick-me-up at the newest hotspot for the high school sports world, Chiller's Grill of Bad Axe. They have everything you need from the four basic food groups, burgers, dogs, fries, and ice cream. Get the car and load up the gang, or use the team bus. Head to Bad Axe for a burger that actually tastes like a burger. Check out Chiller's value menu, a small chill burger, coney dog, chicken sandwich, medium drink, or small soft serve ice cream cone. Drive through or dine in. Chill at Chiller's in the former Dairy Queen on M53 at the north end of Bad Axe.
And welcome back to the WLEW Sports Coaches Corner. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, and the game analysis for this year's season, of course, is Dave Hansen once again coming back in his second season. We're not going to waste any time here. We're covering the big six teams that we are covering in 11-man football, and we're going to start in the West, and that was with USA, the Patriots, coming off of a 4-5 season, trying to make the surge for the playoffs. Dave, can they do it?
You know, I think this team can, Clark. USA is always a team that you can seem to count on to win five, six games every year. They just always seem to play good defense. They run the ball very tough. I know last year they ran the ball very well. Jake Beachy was an excellent quarterback. He had a great season. They're going to deeply miss him this year. But I do look for guys like Brandon Harper, Seth Gangler, to really kind of take that senior leadership role and lead this team to another playoff surge.
And you're forgetting the big man on the line opening up those holes for Brandon Harper, and that is Brendan Ballard. A 6'6", 300-pound lineman. Now, of course, since last year, he's actually gotten a lot better shape. We saw it at the end of basketball season, of course, in the baseball season. Just an absolute beast with potential to play in college football.
Clark, you can't forget about a guy this size. I mean, 6'6", 300 pounds.
You literally cannot forget him.
No, he is a man among men. I mean, this guy is gigantic. But the big thing for me is he's athletic. You just don't think 6'6", 300 pounds sounds athletic. This guy is very quick on his feet. He moves people out of the way, sometimes multiple people if needed. But he's a guy that's definitely going to lead this team and open holes for them speedy running backs, Gangler and Harper.
And I'm going to ask you this with every team. Are they in the playoffs or out of the playoffs?
Looking back at the roster, Clark, Carter Lindenberg is the projected quarterback. He'll be a senior this year. Similar build to Jake Beachy, similar weight, about 175. Yes, I think they're in. I think they are going to be in the playoffs.
Dave says USA is in. We'll be covering USA in week number one. We'll actually be covering them three times throughout the season. Week number one, USA at Ubley this Thursday. And then October 4th, Bad Axe at USA. And then October 25th, Harbor Beach at USA in week number 9 of the schedule. Now moving a little further south down to Red Hawk Nation of Cass City.
Looking at Cass City, Clark, I got to start with Dakota Hartle, quarterback, junior quarterback, back for his senior season. I look for him to take a big step forward. If he can do that, I think this team has the potential to finish similar to where they finished last year, around that 5-4 mark. If Dakota Hartle can get anything going in the passing game, work play action off of Perzanowski's rushes, they might be able to get the ball into a couple of their tight ends, guys like Watson Moore, maybe even Curtis Dickinson, some guys that can get their hands on the ball, these big tight ends.
And we are covering Cass City on September 6th in week number 2, Cass City at Lakers. And then September 20th, Cass City at Bad Axe. Dave, Cass City, in or out?
I'm going to go on a limb here, Clark. This is very close. I'm going to put Cass City in the playoffs.
In the playoffs.
In the playoffs.
Red Hawk Nation celebrates. Now on to Laker Nation, the Green Machine further north.
Looking back at this team, Clark, they're led by their running backs were very important. Terrence Dubes, Dustin Cady, Diaz. These guys were big time for this team last year. And we don't want to forget our three favorite names, the Kaczynski boys.
Oh, yes.
They tried to confuse us all year last year. Those guys are excellent players in their own right. The big question mark for me is how they're going to replace quarterback Nick Post. Nick Post did a very good job leading this team at the quarterback position.
And, of course, Lakers moved up 9 sophomores last year, those, of course, now being juniors. And the other key in this, they have one senior on the team. That's Steve Kaczynski, a 5'11", 190 player.
I don't think Steve Kaczynski will have any problem being the senior leader of this team. The big thing is, are they going to start off looking like juniors and look like seniors at the end of the season?
Very good question. Lakers, in or out, Dave?
They're in the same boat as Cass City. They're very close. They're a team that's nipping at the heels. Unfortunately, I have them out of the playoffs.
Out of the playoffs. We'll see how that plays out. Lakers recovering 3 times in the season. In week number 2, Cass City at Lakers. September 27th, Harbor Beach at Lakers for homecoming. And then October 18th, Lakers at Bad Axe in week number 8. Now on to the Bad Axe Hatchets, the last team in the Greater Thumb West we cover as 11-man football. Dave, from what I understand, Bad Axe has a huge junior class coming in as far as numbers and athleticism.
Well, looking at this team, they had a lot of seniors last year, which tells me that big class didn't see that much playing time last year, so that concerns me. Losing quarterback Ben Braden, it's going to be a big question mark to see who can fill those shoes and if they can produce right away.
Dave, in or out of the playoffs, Bad Axe?
I have Bad Axe out of the playoffs this year.
How many victories? Last year they went 2-7. I have them with 4 victories.
I have them with 3, Clark.
3, okay.
So I do think they do win one more game than last season. I have them with 3 wins this year.
It's time to take a quick break on the Coach's Corner on WLEW Sports. Of course, Dave Hansen joining me today. Going over our predictions for the 2013 campaign. We have gone through the Greater Thumb West. As we return, we'll be going through the Greater Thumb East, Ubley in Harbor Beach in 11-man football. Stay tuned.
There are people with book smarts, people with street smarts, and people who have both. They know what's in the book, and they know real life doesn't always follow the book. These are the people you want to treat your sports injury. Certified athletic trainer Stacy Cray at Narayan Physical Therapy is trained in sports-specific injuries, and she knows the games. Stacy knows the future physical demands on the injured area, and she has responded to on-field and on-court injuries at area school athletic events for the past 9 years. You have the right to choose, so make the smart choice. Take your doctor's assessment and treatment order to caring people who really know sports injuries. Narayan Physical Therapy of
Little Caesars' new deep, deep dish pizza begins with the very best. Dough made fresh each day. 100% fresh shredded cheese. Little Caesars' new deep, deep dish pizza features 8 crispy corner slices that deliver a delicious crunch in every bite. Little Caesars, new deep, deep dish pizza, hot and ready every day from 4 to 8 p.m. for just $8.
From Little Caesars Pizza with locations in Bad Axe, Pigeon Harbor Beach, Cass City, Caro, and Vassar.
Hi, this is Mark Brown, owner of Little Caesars Pizza. We offer hot specials every day. We're always ready to serve you at Little Caesars Pizza.
And you're back with the Coach's Corner on WLAW Sports. Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen here going through our 2013 predictions and guesses. That's a better term than prediction. And we've gone through Greater Thumb West and now on to the Greater Thumb East. And Dave, we're going to start with the Ubley Bearcats.
Going to start a sophomore this year at quarterback, Jeffrey Wright. That's always a question mark, a sophomore coming up to the varsity level for the first time and then starting at quarterback. It's a big job. I think he'll be able to handle it in his own right, but he's going to have a lot of learning to do. It's a big step. Fortunately for him, he's going to have a guy that he can hand the ball off to in Kurt Kubacki. I don't know if they'll be able to get him the ball enough. He ran very hard last year. Will be a junior, listed at 5'9", a buck 65.
Little guy.
Yeah, but he runs a lot bigger than that. He runs very hard. And then, of course, the question mark will be is, will the offensive line be able to create holes for him to run through?
Of course, Ubley lost 13 seniors to graduation and are coming a little bit of a rebuilding year. But, Dave, in or out of the playoffs?
I know this team is in a rebuilding season, Clark. They're well coached. I think Kaufman's got his troops in order. I'm going to take the chance that Mr. Wright is going to have a good season. He's going to play well, play a little, maybe a little better than some expect. I think this team, as they always seem to do, find a way to sneak into the playoffs, Clark. I got him in.
And that would be the 13th consecutive year into the playoffs for the Ubley Bearcats, according to Dave's prediction. On to our final team that we cover in the Big 6 and 11-man football on WLAW Sports, and that would be the Harbor Beach Pirates, coming off of a Division 8 state championship in 2012.
This team seems to be reloading for this season. Definitely, it's tough to say that they're going to improve on last season. I don't know where that is possible. But you still have Eli Kraft at quarterback. It's hard not to go around and mention him and all the things that he does, whether it's punting, whether it's quarterback, whether it's playing defensive back and trying to pick off passes. He kind of does it all. He's back for his senior season. Seems to be healthy, which is crucial for this team. But it is very difficult to overlook the guys that they lost, especially on defense. Kyle Kramer as a pass rusher, some big offensive linemen, guys doing the dirty work on both lines. Brandon Oswald, Josh Keys, these guys come up with some big plays all year. But there are some names you're going to hear a little more this season. Travis Essmaker, I don't know if he ever got the credit he deserved for the work that he did, especially throughout the playoffs. You started to see number two making more and more plays as the season went on. Sophomore moved up last year, now junior Austin Seltz. I think you're going to see him get a few more carries on offense. This team will be very tough again, and I foresee them having a good season again.
In or out of the playoffs?
I have this team making the playoffs, Clark. They're well coached. Coach Shelkey's been there for a long time, and he's got this team right where he wants them. I foresee him bringing up these offensive linemen and these future playmakers to fill the shoes and sort of reload for this season.
That is going to wrap up today's edition of the Coach's Corner on WLEW Sports. I'm Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen, of course, doing our predictions as we always do for the 2013 season. Of course, you can catch the Coach's Corner tomorrow in our pregame prelude to the season as we're going to be breaking down the USA Ubley game on the Coach's Corner. And then, of course, our coverage starts at 6:10 p.m. on 102.1 FM with the pre-show. And then, of course, kickoff at 7 p.m. to begin the 2013 campaign. Of course, Dave Hansen, game analysis. We're expanding our statistics world with our director of sports information, Doug Cole, will be joining us. And, of course, Kayla Carson, our associate director of media relations, will also be joining us in the booth. Should be a great season. And I'm quite excited, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Coach's Corner on WLAW Sports.
Join us at the same time tomorrow for Coach's Corner with Clark Ramsey, brought to you by McDonald Food and Family Center of Bad Axe, Little Caesars Pizza Outlets in Bad Axe, Carroll, Cass City, Harbor Beach, Pigeon, and Vassar, More Motor Sales in Carroll, Narayan Physical Therapy, and Chiller's Grill in Bad Axe.